Clotilde had left the back of her dress undone, and Yvette fixated on that zipper in need of fastening. A cruel smirk broke across her lips as she strolled toward her target. Dark skirts brushed the ground until Yvette stood close behind her, watching her in the mirror like a predator. She placed one hand on Ondine's shoulder. With the other, she slowly zipped up the wedding dress. It felt unbearably tight now. How could she make it through her wedding without being able to breathe? Clotilde made this dress, did she? Yvette inquired in a low voice. She slid her fingers along Ondine's bare shoulders. I would have done the same for you, if only you'd asked. I would have bought you the finest fabrics, anything you wanted. And I know you, Ondine. I know you appreciate beautiful things. Ondine froze in place. Unable to move or speak, she simply watched in the mirror as Yvette's icy fingertips traveled the length of her collarbone and down her chest, settling on the small pendant hanging there. She stood so close, her hot breath burned on Dean's neck. "This is the bauble I gave you last Christmas," Yvette said, rolling the ruby pendant between her fingers. Perhaps those frigid fingers would slip down the front of her wedding dress.
This has been a sample from Ondine, an erotic tale of art and deception by Giselle Renard. For more information, consult www.freewebs.com/GiselleRenard. Thanks for listening.